Welcome to the Cody Brown Show. I am your beer host, Cody Brown, and let's talk about getting unstuck when we feel that there's some blockages, right? When we feel that there's mountains in the way. Let's say that it's just an illusion, that we're creating our own storm. It's something hard to accept. It's something hard to face. Believe me, I know. That's why I'm expressing. I am open to demonstrating myself on how I have created certain illusions of believing that the unexpectable could not occur, or myself is not worthy of an opportunity this opportunity can be beneficial for my personal being, but also in pertaining to my entrepreneurship projects or duties. So I definitely want to encourage you on giving 10 points on how to overcome a feeling stuck or empty, feeling that the impossible is not possible, and it costs nothing to adapt and practice these areas of things that you can remember, so that you can move forward and not feel stuck. And I truly believe that these 10 ways to remember so that you can overcome feeling empty or stuck, because the focus is to maintain being unstuck. And if you want to go more in depth of the information, I will definitely have the link in the description box below. And it is coming from the lawofattraction.com. So let's go ahead and move right into it. But before we do, let me give you a little backstory. When you, mind you, this pre-recording is reflecting on self, personal. I want you to be successful. I want you to maintain your success. And it can be very overwhelming, especially if there's more than one area within self that we need to change. And sometimes the change needs to be of letting go of past occurrences, or letting go of the expectations and the requirements that we want to receive the feedback on being praised for good deeds, are we can, I'm speaking of myself in generally. So the example that I'm going to use is, there was a time in my life where I wanted to meet the expectations of just the acknowledgement that I'm working really, really hard. And when I realized, after constantly receiving the negative feedback, because there truly wasn't any purity in what I was orchestrating at the time, I was so more focused on the outer barrier than the core, which was myself, my heart, and the energy that I was putting into this certain project. And the outer shell of this nucleus, right? I was going to just say cell, but I'm really going to just go ahead and just say nucleus. Well, the nuclei is the core, right? You know what? Let's just use a different example. You know what? Sometimes my humor, I definitely can entertain myself, and I've come a long way. So if you're an individual who have come to a place where you can enjoy your own company and laugh at yourself and just move forward, right? That is a wonderful aspect to have, a good quality, as you have come to a place where you don't need other matter to fill in space to be able to feel whole. So back to the backstory. And then it finally hit me after I no longer wanted to receive this negative feedback, because I didn't even understand why I was receiving negative feedback when I was doing good causes. I was doing a project that was beneficial for my journey. It was beneficial to have a stamp on my experience and a background of an area that I was endeavoring at the time. And once I really had to be honest, I talk an incomplete sentence, bear with me. That's totally what makes me unique. There is no rules to a podcast. So when I came into acceptance with accepting that I no longer wanted to meet the expectations and that I wanted to take control over my life, and that with moving forward, that whatever project that I would proceed with, I would make sure that it was my heart's desires, or if it was something that was proposed, that it would be beneficial for me and not against me, taking away from me, hindering me. And so when I took those necessary steps, you know, in the beginning, it really felt like I was making the wrong decision. You know, my decision making started to become cloudy, because in my heart, and then realistically, I'm like, okay, I'm making the right choice here. So why is there still negative feedback? Well, one, once you start creating boundaries, healthy boundaries, you know, those expectations that you were trying to meet for whether it's people, places, or things, okay? We're not just going to just target individuals. No, that's not the purpose of my backstory. What I'm saying is, when you make the necessary changes, you know, that doesn't mean that the outer perimeters are going to change, right? And that's on the out. So you have this barrier, that boundary, that you're protecting the coreness of self, right? Your heart's desires. And it's not easy. It's not easy at all. But I personally can look back, and I am so proud that I made those necessary steps. I made those smart decisions. And, you know, if you are terrified of roller coasters, it's time to face your fear and enjoy the ride. So, 10 things to remember when you're feeling stuck in life, whether that's personal, but I want to focus on personal. I know I have been giving back and pertaining to giving motivational encouragement pertaining to entrepreneurship. But for the most part, I really want to talk to you about self, modifying self so that you can be the best version of you, right? Meeting your heart's desires And I'm not talking about material gain. I'm literally talking about spiritual abundance. I am talking about, because if you can obtain spiritual abundance, that's going to manifest itself materially. But when you're leaving your mark, it definitely leaves the mark, and also you can take it with you wherever you go. Okay. So this is definitely not going to resonate for everyone. So take it for a grain of salt. Season up your recipes if you like. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to digest everything that it is that I'm saying. Probably at the end of this segment, what you need to hear is probably what you need to hear. And this beginning is probably just, you know, extra information that you probably already know. But for you, the one who, it's really hard to get out of that rut. It's really hard to get out of the mental stuckness. It's really hard to express, because at this point, you know, we can give up, and by giving up, it can cause emptiness, bitterness. It can, you know, really cause us to gear into the wrong direction. And prevention is a great way and a great gatekeeper to use as a tool, okay? Preventing being stuck. So we're going to tackle those things today. So number one, feeling stuck is a sign that it's time to make a change. Whether this will be self, whether this be the atmosphere that you're in, whether this is whom you associate yourself with, whether this is, however, if you're able to identify things that need to change, whether this is self or other areas that you can identify them and be honest with yourself. Don't look too far into it. Just to be able to acknowledge is the first step of improving self, okay, or your situation. Okay, number two, even the tiniest possible steps is a progress. We all know the saying, and if you don't, Rome wasn't built in one night. Or is it the Great Wall of China wasn't built in one night? See, I'm being very humorous. And make sure you put in the comments down below, which one is it? I think it's Rome wasn't built in one night. Or is it the Great Wall of China wasn't built in one night? Well, either the two, they're both, you know, facts, right? Okay, moving forward. Taking realistic options so that your progress can be smooth, so that you can enjoy your transformation, so that you can be able to be an example, because you never know who's watching. So make sure you are going to transfer and transform smarter, not harder. You don't have to have it all to figure out to move forward. This is number three. The things with feeling stuck is that sometimes you don't know what you need to get unstuck or what you want for life in general. But this numbness and emptiness that you're feeling temporarily should not stop you from making a change. Number four, nothing changes if nothing changes. You know, sometimes the truth can hurt, especially when you face forward. Number five, new beginnings can feel like endings. And that's where that illusion takes place, where when we make the necessary steps to improve ourselves so that we can enjoy the quality of life sometimes, you know, we have to get over and through the ugly stages, you know, reaching deep to the core and removing all of that residue that does no longer serve you. It just literally causes failure, destruction. You know, everyone knows that if something is rusted, it's going to continue to create more rust, right? And in order to stop the rust, we must remove it. So, number five, again, new beginnings can feel like endings. Number six, beautiful things happen when you clear your life of all negativity. And this is an area that I want to encourage you, that for some of you whom you feel stuck and atmosphere-wise, you're making all the necessary steps. You're doing those small steps to improve self, right? Loving yourself, becoming your being, and the negativity on the outer. And that's a challenge all by itself. And I am definitely going to reflect on that on another segment, you know, of removing that negativity, you know, how to deal with it. Because when you are surrounded by negativity, even when you remove yourself from the negativity, you know, sometimes it can feel as if you're in target and it's like, okay, I'm removing myself from the negativity. Why is this negativity following me? Why is this negativity making me a priority to infiltrate my positivity? Okay. Number seven, believe what your heart tells you, not what others say. And up to this point, from steps one to step seven, if you practice 1 through 6, you would definitely be able to become one with self. You'll be able to accept self. You'll be able to identify who you are or whom you want to become, that because you were stuck for so long that you were unable to show your potential. So definitely believe what your heart is telling you and not what others are saying. But I will say this as a disclaimer. If you have individuals who serve you good and serve you well and mean you good, it's really good to get critical criticism, because sometimes there's certain things that we cannot see as individuals. So that's another way that you can look, especially if you're unable to identify what it is within self that you need to change. Okay, number eight, stop overthinking. And I will definitely allow that to resonate with you. I am not a psychiatrist. I am not a counselor. I'm a motivational speaker. And there's so many different ways that and tools that you can use to help you from overthinking. One way to look at it is, if your thoughts are negative, eventually, because we are energy, those thoughts will form, right, in 3D. And for those of you who don't know what 3D is, it's basically, for instance, you go apply for a job and it's like, I'm not going to get this job. So you're applying for a job and you've already spoke in your mind that you're not going to get this job. Excuse me. So you're sending out this energy of not getting the job. Then and then meeting it head on and saying, I am getting this job, right? So that's another way to think of it. Be very mindful that if you catch yourself in the pattern of thinking negative, you want to be able to identify and switch your train of thought. Number nine, if it's meant to be, it will happen at the right time, at the right place, for the right reasons. Some people think it's a catch-22. Some people truly are in it for all. And once you remove that negativity, definitely, I personally can say that when your mind is clear, and it's easy said than done, you know, we become distracted. The smallest things can trigger, you know, anything. And it can be overwhelming. And once you're able to start adapting and putting things in your life that are beneficial, that will help you maintain positive thinking, positive energy, you know, number 10, your best is yet to come, right? So we want to not look back. We want to move forward. We want to keep moving forward with the tiniest steps, right? We don't have to leap. We don't have to, I mean, some people have to jump, right? But I want to be smart. I don't want to say, oh, just jump, because some people, again, take, perceive things differently, you know? Taking tiny steps means I'm going to keep my 9-to-5. I have a hobby that I want to work on. And that's where my heart desires is, okay, take those necessary steps until the time is right where you have a secure foundation, right? Where you have that opportunity. You know, for 5 years, you're going to be secure with working with your heart's desire. That's just another example. But personally, taking tiny steps, you are able to identify who you are and what it is that you believe in, what belief systems that you have. And, you know, you'll know which routes and who you want to connect with, because some of us are connected and you're in associations that don't serve you well or don't align up where it is you're trying to go, right? And so start creating your plan, and creating that plan now, right now, is modifying self. Because this new year, 2021, is at hand, and we want to strive beyond being successful, right? So I definitely hope that this segment definitely has encouraged you, and I will have the link down below for those of you who want to really go into depth with the 10 things to remember when you're feeling stuck, so that you can move forward. And I'm definitely going to break down each tool that we can use for ourselves, because it's 10. And, you know, they're very simple, but sometimes simple can be very overwhelming for those where it's simple is unfamiliar, okay? So we're definitely going to start working smarter and not harder when it comes to loving ourselves and improving ourselves, right? As we see our potential and we reach and go beyond our highest potential. All right, thank you so much for tuning in to the Cody Brown Show. I am your VIA host, Cody Brown, and I am sending joy, happiness, peace, and harmony, and it's up to you to accept it. And don't forget, love is kind, love is gentle, and that is you.